First Chronicles 12 and verse 32. And while you're turning there, let me just emphasize that this is a transition point. We saw this in our study of David, kind of looked at it a little bit, but I want to emphasize a verse in this context. I've mentioned this before, but I've not done a full study on this. First Chronicles 12, verse 32. This is when all of the tribes of Israel were going over to David, except for Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin. But they are basically uniting together behind David as king. So it's a transition point in the nation of Israel. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32 is the verse I want for us to look at here this afternoon. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. The children of Issachar, of course, the tribe of Issachar is a tribe in the northern kingdom of Israel. And you notice it says here they were men. Notice which were men that had understanding of the times. And I really believe we're in a day when we need men to take leadership in our times and the times in which we live. I want you to notice an example of this, Judges chapter 4. Judges chapter 4. Now, I want to point out here that Barak is mentioned in Hebrews 11 as an example of faith. But I believe he was, in many ways, kind of strengthened in his faith because of Deborah, a prophetess. But I just want you to notice a statement that is made there. It says in Judges chapter 4, verse 1, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, and that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots. Notice, Sisera had 900 chariots of iron. And notice, 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment, and she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali. It says, said unto him, hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and the children of Zebulun? Notice, and I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon Sisera, captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. Notice, Barak said unto her, if thou wilt go with me, then I will go. If thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. Now, I thought Lord God of Israel said, go. Notice he says, unless you go with me, Deborah, I'm not going. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding. Notice, the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall deliver Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah rose and went with Barak to Kadesh. Notice this, chapter 5 then. Chapter 5, this is an interesting passage here. This is the singing of praise to God and the victory that the Lord gave them. It says in verse 6, in the days of Shamgar, chapter 3, verse 31, the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, notice the highways were unoccupied and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, that I rose a mother in Israel. They chose new gods. Then was war in the gates. Was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? This was during a time when basically Israel was de-armed. But as you think about this statement, Notice people were not able to travel to the villages. The villages emptied out. They were not traveling the roads, the highways, until Deborah arose. Notice, I arose a mother in Israel. What I think is very sad is that in many cases, there's a lot of these podcasts and so on by women. I'm not a big fan of podcasts. I'm just going to say that. But here's the point that I make with that. It's very interesting how many women seem to be coming forward and pointing out the problems of our country. Where are the men who are taking a stand? And again, I understand, you know, we have to work our jobs. I'm not working full-time as somebody who's, you know, going to, you know, right the wrongs of our country. But here's the point. Notice there's a woman rising up in Israel. There's no man to take a leadership here. And even Barak said, you know, unless you go with me, I'm not going. So where are the men? And I want you to think about the context of this period of history in Israel. In chapter 17, verse 6, and chapter 21, verse 25 of Judges, it says, there was no king in Israel, and everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. That is the mentality, I believe, of our nation today as well. Everyone is doing what they think is right. That doesn't mean they're doing things on, you know, wrong on purpose, but the reality is they're doing what they think is right instead of what God says is right. I believe that's causing a lot of problems as far as our nation. And again, the more we do that, just like in Israel, in the period of the judges, we're going to spiral down deeper and deeper and deeper into wickedness. You notice that as you go back there, you notice again these children of Issachar, the sons of Issachar, there were men, notice, that had understanding of the times. They had understanding of the times. Now, I believe this understanding of the times speaks of discernment and perception, and notice it goes on to say, to know what Israel ought to do. That's the statement I want to emphasize in this lesson. In fact, let's go to chapter 22. I want to show you a statement here as far as what David makes to Solomon. And I want to emphasize that the Lord is the source of wisdom and understanding. We are not going to have understanding what to do in our times unless we have, you know, the Lord's word, you know, God's word and the Lord directing us. Chapter 22, verse 11, now my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God, as he hath said of thee. Only, notice, the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shalt thou prosper, if thou take heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments, notice the obedience here, which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed. I want you to notice again as far as this wisdom and understanding. Of course, in this context, God appears to Solomon and says, what do you want me to give you? Now, let me ask you, I want you to honestly think about this. If God were to say to you, what do you want from me? And it's almost like God says, here's a blank check, ask what you want. Now, Solomon, I believe David, had been encouraging Solomon towards wisdom. And I really believe that Solomon, even in Proverbs, talks about, you know, his father gave him wisdom, and, you know, and he passed on the wisdom to the next generation. Of course, Rehoboam did not take to that wisdom, probably because the inconsistency of Solomon's life. You know, I want you to have God's wisdom, but he's living as a fool as far as the world is concerned. But as you think about this wisdom that comes directly from the Lord, in fact, let's notice Proverbs. Be reminded of a few statements in there. Relation to wisdom. Listen to Proverbs here recently. There's some passages that I want to emphasize as far as God being the source of wisdom. I believe there's too many that are looking to the world for wisdom, you know, whether it's alternative, you know, media, whatever. You know, education, a college education is not going to give us wisdom. It might give us knowledge, but it's not going to give us wisdom. Proverbs 1, verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. Notice those fourfold things that God wants emphasized as far as this. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. Notice knowledge and discretion. Young people desire from God knowledge and discretion that only He can give. You're only going to find it in God's Word. If you go out into life without God's word a part of your heart, guess what? You're gonna go wandering off and probably fail in many different ways as far as spiritually speaking. And a wise man, notice, will hear and increase learning. Notice somebody who already has wisdom will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding, notice our statement there, man of understanding shall attain to wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Then also notice chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if thou receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Notice those twofold things, wisdom and understanding, are emphasized throughout the book of Proverbs. If thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, If, notice the conditional word, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Notice the emphasis there. Unless we're living righteously, if we're living right before God, guess what? We're not going to have his wisdom. We're not going to have his understanding. Also chapter 8, Proverbs chapter 8, there's others that we're skipping over, obviously, but I want to emphasize some things as far as desire for God's wisdom and understanding. We're going to need God's understanding. We're going to need wisdom from him more than ever before, I believe, heading into the coming years. It says in verse 1, doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, notice, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. Notice the emphasis is on wisdom, is wanting men to hear. Again, it is appalling, I guess is the word I'm looking for, how many men do not have perception and understanding what to do in these modern times. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth. Notice, the words of wisdom are plain to the one that understands. Notice, write to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. You know, there's so much of an emphasis, I want more stuff. But we don't want wisdom. We don't desire understanding and knowledge anymore. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Wisdom is valuable, but we don't see it that way. And again, we're confused in our day. Well, I've got my degree. I didn't ask it, do you have wisdom? Do you have understanding? I didn't ask if you had a degree from a university that's probably corrupted your mind anyway. So here's the point of it. We don't desire wisdom, knowledge, understanding today. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Notice the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. In fact, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. Well, the problem is we have a king that does not have wisdom, God's wisdom, and that's why we have the mess that we are in. In fact, it's not just the current one. I believe it's been going on for quite a while. Notice Proverbs 9, verses 9 and 10. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Notice the source of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. We will not have wisdom. We will not have understanding as to what to do in our modern times if we do not have a relationship with the Lord God. Back in 1 Chronicles chapter 12. While you're turning there, let me mention this verse. 2 Timothy 2:7, Paul says to Timothy, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. See, the problem is we don't consider what we are told and try to determine the wisdom in it and otherwise. Let me mention this quote here from the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge. That is, as the following words indicate, intelligent men who understand the signs of the times, well-versed in political affairs, and knew what was proper to be done in all the exigencies of human life, and who now perceive that it was both the duty and political interest of Israel to advance David to the throne. Again, I said in the context of 1 Chronicles 12, Israel has been a divided nation. All right, so as we think about Israel divided, Benjamin and some of Benjamin and Judah went after David. All of the 10 tribes went after the son of Saul. But as we think about this, in fact, the word exigencies, I looked that up just to make sure I understood the word. It's not something I've heard used anytime recently. But basically, it speaks of a pressing necessity, distress, pressing or urgent situation. So what are we talking about here as far as children of Issachar are having understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Literally, we're talking about wise men, men of understanding, who adapt to the pressing need of the hour, and so they know what the nation ought to do. Why is it that America is in such a mess today? Because for the most part, we are no longer able to discern the enemy in our midst. We are no longer able to discern the enemy in our midst. I'm doing a study on this. We have actually defended and we're actually protecting our enemy. Do you understand Zionism is Marxism? When we stopped warning, when American politicians stopped warning America about Marxism and communism, guess what? We now have the enemy in the White House. Do you understand that Joe Biden is the politician that has received the most money from the Israel lobby? Millions of dollars. No wonder he has so many Jews, Ashkenazi Jews, remember? Descendants of Japheth in his administration. You see, we used to warn about Marxism. And so literally the enemy, the devil himself, has brought in subtly the enemy right into our White House. Do you understand? I keep saying this. Do you understand there's a reason why Joe Biden is allowing so many people across the border? They are getting everything set up. I want to be a man of understanding. Do you? Do we want to be a people of understanding to know what's going on in our world today? So as you think about this, literally they're sending them across the border on purpose. You do a study of the Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution. I'm convinced the more I see what's going on, we are getting set up for the same thing. Guess what? Watch. Millions of people are going to be dying in the near future. Not by the vaccine either. Why is it that there's military age men that they're putting in camps now? They're setting up military camps. Oh, by the way, they're saying the recruiting efforts are failing here in America. Well, it's because of the wokeness that, most of Americans still don't want this wokeness that's in our military. In fact, I remember watching a comparison of a Russian military recruitment video and an American. It was sickening on the American side. They are raising up a military that would be willing to attack Americans. Not only that, but we have lost our ability to discern who should rule over us. Donald Trump is not a friend of America. Anyone who's had 8 or 9 corporate bankruptcies in his history is not good for America. Can I remind you, our debt went up to $32 trillion while he was in office. Not only that, but he claims to be the father of the vaccine that has killed millions of people. Not only that, he's a strong supporter of sodomite marriages. He is not good for America. Not only that, but he's backed by the Rothschild money efforts, the London money power. The New York bankers are behind Donald Trump, but we don't see it anymore. Another reference I came across in relation to this is Esther 1:13. You don't need to turn that. I just want to mention this as an illustration. This is Persian King Ahasuerus, sometimes called Xerxes, according to the Greek. It says, "Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment." Now the context of that, remember in Esther 1, the king is trying to get himself out of the public humiliation they'd brought upon himself when Queen Vashti refused to allow her beauty to be on display before his guests at his drunken feast. I believe the queen was right in denying a presence before the king and before his thousands of lords or whatever he had in this drunken feast. I believe she was right in that. What was very interesting is the wise men, which knew the times, remember what they said in that? It's like, well, king, you're going to have to take a stand in this, or all of our wives are going to do the same thing. All of a sudden, they were concerned. But it's just, again, that statement, wise men which knew the times. It must be Matthew 16. Would you place there? We're going back. Matthew chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. Now, I want to emphasize the signs of the times, as you understand the signs of the times. In this context, I believe, references Daniel 9, the exact time when Messiah should come. Again, the leaders of Israel could not determine the times in which they lived. And I don't believe we can determine, for the most part, modern-day Christianity is oblivious to the signs of the times in which we live. I'm not talking about looking at current events. Oh, there's a sign of the times. No, I'm not talking about forcing current events onto what the Bible says. I'm talking about understanding the times in which we live. We are in the last days. We don't even pay attention. One of the things we rarely think about in modern-day Christianity, oh, Jesus could come today. Matthew 16, verse 1. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came. Oh, wow. Pharisees and Sadducees, the legalists and the liberals together. And what was tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. Now, they have already had miracles. Those miracles that Jesus has already demonstrated, performed, were not adequate as an evidence of who Jesus is. So they're not wanting to believe. This is a test for Jesus. It says, he answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Notice, O ye hypocrites. By the way, it's interesting, some of the modern Bibles remove that statement. O ye hypocrites. No, they don't want to be recognized as hypocrites, so they remove it from the Bible. Ye can discern the face of the sky. Now we just wait for a Weather Street or weather.com to tell us to discern the time, or the signs of the skies. Notice it says here, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Notice this statement, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. That is evidence that our modern-day Christianity is wicked and adulterous. Did you notice that? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. Oh, the signs of the times. There are entire websites that are given over to supposedly the signs of the times as they try to find in the Bible, oh, here's this current event that's taking place. Oh, there it is right there. That's not what this is talking about. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. Now Jesus says to this generation, there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. It says he left them and departed. I want you to consider here the signs of the times. In fact, this is how Luke 12 mentions this. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? They could not even judge what was right. American Christianity in general has lost its ability to discern this time. Ephesians 5:17 says, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Where is God's will found? Where is God's will found? Right here. Notice with me Deuteronomy chapter 4. I just want to know the will of God. Then why aren't you reading the Bible? Why aren't you studying the Bible then? We have an age of hypocrisy. Yeah, I just want to know what God's will is. But we don't ever look at the Bible to see what God's will is. Deuteronomy 4, notice verse 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments. This is Moses speaking, of course. As the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep, therefore, and do them. Notice, keep and do. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Israel was told that they had to keep and do God's commands in order to have wisdom and understanding before the other nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Notice, wisdom, understanding. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligent, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, and so on. Notice here again the emphasis on wisdom and understanding from God's commands. Go with me back to Deuteronomy. 1 Chronicles 12, we were just in Deuteronomy. 1 Chronicles 12 again, verse 32. The children of Issachar were men that had understanding of the times. Notice the next statement, to know what Israel ought to do. They had understanding of what they were supposed to do as a nation. Now, I want you to think about this understanding here. We need wisdom and understanding to respond properly, to respond biblically in each situation. Unless we are going to what the Word of God says to determine what is right and wrong, guess what? We're going to choose wrongly in many cases. This is the source of our understanding. This is God's source of wisdom and knowledge. So to respond properly and biblically in each situation, we're going to have to know what God said. Understanding for that. But also to observe to do according to the law of God. Let me read for you. In fact, let's look at this. Joshua chapter 1. I forgot I was going to look at several verses there. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. This is the Lord's charge for Joshua after Moses was dead. In fact, verse 2 says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Notice that statement. Only be thou strong and courageous, that thou mayest observe to do. That is a very interesting study in Scripture. We are to observe what God says so that we can do it. Observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. So when we read, especially in the New Testament, observe what God commands us to do and do it. Notice, turn not from it the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do, notice a second time in this passage, observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I really believe we are heading into a day that we've never seen in America before. I am convinced of that. In fact, they are tracking people who are buying Bibles. I've seen that article more than once on different sources. Do you realize that you are on a list if you bought a Bible? And they're using the credit card companies and other banks to track these things. Not only that, but if you go to Cabela's and was it? I remember some of the places listed. You know, so if you're going to a sporting goods store, I guess you're on a list also. They are making a list and checking it twice, finding out who is naughty and nice as far as their standard is concerned. We are heading into a day where we're going to have to be strong and of good courage to obey this book right here. Right. It's going to be against the law very, very soon. I've been preaching that for 30 years, and I am seeing more and more of it as we've moved along here. 1 Chronicles 12, notice, to know what Israel ought to do. Not everybody's doing what they ought to do. You know, so understanding the times is worthless and futile if we don't do what we ought to do. If God says it in the New Testament, we ought to do it. Not only that, we need understanding to act upon truth. Truth. So how are we going to do this in our modern day? Avoid the mainstream media. CNN has no truth. CBS, MSNB, faux news. They don't have the truth. I mean Fox, I'm sorry. It's all fake.
There is an agenda behind it.
I believe that's probably what's behind all these people wearing masks, even when they aren't required to wear masks anymore. Where people become sheeple. And can I remind you also, I want to give you a warning of this. You better be careful about some of the alt media sources. In many cases, they are Judas goats. What's a Judas goat? It's somebody that is used to lead people into being slaughtered. That's Judas goats. That's what they use to lead sheep in slaughterhouses. Better pay attention, better be careful. Avoid revisionist history. That's why I like reading history from sources before revisionist history became popular in America. I'm reading a series of six books on American history right now, and there's some things, it's like I was never taught that in public school. I'm still in the first book. In fact, I still have 400 pages to go in the first book. I was always taught, with Barton and some of these guys, I was always taught that America was first and foremost established upon God. Not what I'm reading in real history. It's all about gold. The Spaniards, the British, the French, all of them came to America looking for gold. This was always what I was always taught. Brazil was started on the basis of gold. America was started on the basis of God. No, it wasn't. It's not true. Jamestown was established for money. There were people who lost their lives looking for wealth here in America. And then the Puritans and some of them came along. The Protestants came to America to establish freedom of their religion, but not freedom of religion. We need to understand the times in real history. Notice, finally, the heads of them were 200. All right, so they had 200 leaders amongst the sons of Issachar, children of Issachar. And notice, all their brethren were at their commandment. All their brethren were at their commandment. There's a difference in wording here. I want you to notice verse 23. It says, these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to the war and came to David to Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him according to the word of the Lord. The children of Judah, notice, the children of Judah that bear shield and spear were 6,800, ready armed to war. Notice children of Simeon, notice 7,100. The children of Levi, or even the religious leaders, children of Levi, 4,600. Notice the Jehoiada was leader of the Aaronites, the priests, 3,700. Verse 28, Zadok, notice, young man of mighty of valor, of his father's house, 20 and 2 captains. All right, so notice there's numbers that are listed in all these. Benjamin, 3,000 that were kind of divided because some of them were still following the house of Saul. Verse 30, notice the children of Ephraim, northern Israel, 20,800. Notice verse 31, the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name to come and make David king. Notice verse 33 of Zebulun. Notice with Zebulun, 50,000. Wow, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, but you could keep rank, they were not of double heart. And of Naphtali, 1,000 captains, notice 37,000 at the end. The Danites, 28,600. Asher, verse 36, 40,000, expert in war. The other side of Jordan, 120,000 of the 2.5 tribes. What I want to emphasize is, there's a number listed for all of these tribes except for the children of Issachar. You notice here these leaders were uniting all their brethren together. Notice it says again at the end of verse 32, all their brethren were at their commandment. They were united together behind these 200 leaders. The heads or leaders of them were 200. Now, it's very interesting as you think about this tribe was undivided. Notice all of them got behind their leaders to support David in the kingdom. I believe America is a divided nation, not just politically, so many different ways. Remember what Jesus said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. You think about all the different ways our nation is on purpose being divided, politically. I believe there's a uniparty, but It's Republicans versus Democrats. We have racism that is on purpose being stirred up in our country. Blacks versus whites. I just went to, I'm trying to get rid of this account. Citibank. They have two men sitting together looking over this beautiful scenery in the background. And leaves you thinking, what's that about? But we're racists because we're white. Can I remind you, Ashkenazi Jews are white? Inconsistency there. But see, we're not Jews. They want all the goyim dead. I believe we live in a day we need to know what God's word says without man's private interpretations. It does not say understanding comes from Schofield. It does not say understanding comes from Charles Ryrie, Tim LaHaye, whatever the case may be. It's God's words. Understanding comes from God, not men's interpretations of God's word. But I want you to consider also, though, according to Proverbs, I believe we really need God's wisdom to discern whether or not we proceed forward. Notice Proverbs 28. I'll just use the verse to explain it. Proverbs 28, verse 2. The transgression for the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof. But notice this. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. I believe that's the need for America. We need men of understanding and knowledge to prolong the state. Notice, not the state, the government. But America is not going to be anything recognizable here very soon. Proverbs 22, verse 3. We are going to have some knowledge of what is happening in our world around us. I don't believe we need to be obsessed watching the news. That depresses me. I want to pay attention to what's going on. Proverbs 22, verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. But notice, the simple pass on and are punished. Can I emphasize that this is by way of an application? Before you get another immunization, you get an immunization for disease X that's supposed to be 20 times worse than COVID. It's going to be 20 times more deadly than COVID. So the question I have, okay, so let's use the application of what we just studied. The wise man is going to perceive, the prudent man is going to see the evil and hide himself. Okay, we're seeing all kinds of people dying. That's our world. Why is it that healthy athletes are dropping dead? That doesn't seem like that's been happening, at least to this level, in our world today. So there's something going on there. So before they start saying, you need this vaccine for disease X, how is it that they know disease X is going to be 20 times worse this year? Well, I think they do because they're planning it.
Yep.
We don't. So we need people of understanding. Can I say, strong as I can today, get in this book like you've never done before. It may be very soon they take this book from us. How are we going to know what the Bible says then? That's why I've not been a big fan of read through the Bible in a year. So I'm reading through the Bible in every 2 to 3 months. Plus doing my regular study. You know why? The Lord impressed on my heart that very soon we may not have this book in front of us. The only scripture we may have is what we've placed into our hearts. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to be like the children of Issachar, an understanding of the times to know what they ought to do. Lord, I pray that you'd help us in this church to to desire to have an understanding from thy word, thy truth, Lord, in these days in which we live. Lord, I believe there's so much biblical ignorance now, we're going to be in trouble in modern-day Christianity. Lord, help us, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.